In South Africa, a xenophobic speech by an influential leader has led to deadly attacks on foreign workers. 7 people were killed in the latest eruption of violence. Hundreds have been driven from their homes and are sheltering at a camp on the outskirts of the port city of Durban. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
3 giant tents pitched on a huge sports field on the outskirts of Durban house 500 displaced Africans, children galore, as well as many women and men, like 35-year-old Zimbabwean Joe Tapera. He says he slipped away from a group of South African men armed with machetes and clubs, threatening to chase him from his home.
They were saying, go back to your countries and then leave everything. What you possess here, it's not yours because you get it here in South Africa.
Tapera, an electrician, moved from Zimbabwe to South Africa 8 years ago.
I was working, supporting my family back home there. And then when this thing happened, it's so painful to me. It's very hard. It's like false accusations.
Attacks against foreigners began in March after the influential Zulu king made a speech here in KwaZulu-Natal province in which he reportedly said immigrants should pack their belongings and leave South Africa. King Goodwill Zwelithini denies inciting the violence. With poverty and high unemployment, there's a feeling among many South Africans that the better life they were promised post-apartheid has not materialized. This camp, called Chatsworth, the name of the township, is run by the provincial government and South African volunteers. Children of all ages are out of school, playing games outside the tents. Some line up for the final meal of the day, pap, a local staple, and beans. And suddenly there's a power cut. The lights go out and a little boy strikes up, singing the South African national anthem.
Africa, magu pagali.
Their parents, however, are desperate. Looking glum, Tuma Shaban from the Democratic Republic of Congo says he's been here for 9 years and that attackers tried to break into his home, so he ran away with his South African wife and baby.
We have a problem here in South Africa for true. Is it like a snake behind you with you talking nicely, but in the back, he told you, hey, when are you going to go back in your country? Where are you going to go back in your country?
Sipho Khumalo speaks for the Provincial Department of Community Safety. He says the plan is to encourage reconciliation and reintegration for the displaced foreign workers to return to the South African communities they were driven from.
It was a two-way dialogue with the communities. We really hope that these engagements that we have will really give us some kind of a peaceful coexistence between the South Africans and our brothers from the African continent.
But Congolese mother of 3, Bora Famba, a beautician who was working in a nail and eyelash salon, says after 8 years in South Africa, she's ready to move on. I fled war in DR Congo, says Famba. Now it's more attacks against us here in Durban. Please find me somewhere else to go.
I can't stay in South Africa again because I'm tired about xenophobia. 2008, xenophobia. 2015, xenophobia. Xenophobia to South Africa, it can't finish.
Dr. Gilles Van Kutsem is the medical coordinator for Doctors Without Borders in South Africa. The group is running a mobile clinic at the camp, and he says many of the foreign residents need counseling.
Because they've been beaten, because they've been chased away, because they've been raped. And so we see a lot of people who are severely traumatized. There are women, there are children, there are men, yes.
Bora Famba, the Congolese beautician, and many like her, say the only solution is peace and a new life, away from insecurity and possible repeat attacks. But others say they'll stay in South Africa. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Durban.